low-key, and sometimes salty.
They mix it up, and I like that a lot.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Colleen, on your big wedding day, did you have any rules for your bridesmaids?
No, I mean, I had a plan. Like, okay. I had a little agenda.
I hoped
we would all get up and go do this yoga in the park.
Oh, geez.
So
the answer was yes, I did have rules for my bridesmaids.
But I don't think those were rules. It was just, here's what I'm going to do. I would like it if we could all go do it together. I just want to spend time with people on the day.
Did you do yoga in the park?
Well, it rained. Remember, it was raining all morning. So me and one of my bridesmaids did go out for a walk, like in the rain.
Okay.
Just to get fresh air.
I guess I didn't know that you were going to do yoga in the park that morning.
I had like a little thing, you know.
So, so rules.
Yeah, I was going to say. When you said agenda, I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
I had an agenda.
Have a timeline of like 11 o'clock.
Here's how the day is going to go.
But, you know, I would like for all of us to wake up bright and early and go do yoga in the park.
But that to me is not the same as rules like what were some of these rules?
Well, this
had somebody refused.
It was
not
fine.
Shown up.
It was fine.
You wouldn't remember it at all.
I had places you had to be, and then there were optional things.
Okay, so those were rules. That's what a rule is you have to be
tomato.
There.
We're just not going to see eye to eye on this. Well, things like pictures, like you're in the wedding party, you have to be there.
Yeah, that comes with the territory.
If I needed somebody to drop something off this morning, like I need, you know, this has to happen. Mm-hmm. And then there were, okay. All right, but
no
what
rules,
are the rules
on how anybody had to look or anything?
No.
Okay, because this bride in England, she had her bridesmaid sign a contract, and 6 of the 8 did. 2 of them said no thank you, and had 37 rules. For like the wedding and wedding day, including that you.
So 75% of them went along with this,
right? Including
well, there's your problem right there.
I will not bring a date to a wedding or reception without the bride's approval. So you have to make sure that the bride approves of who you're bringing to the wedding. I will agree to save at least $50 a month for expenses for the next 14 months because her wedding's going to be in 14 months. I understand that I have to purchase a bachelorette party T-shirt and fund my own trip if it is away.
Okay, well, I'll say this.
I will not attempt to outdo the bride in any way.
Oh, jeez. Okay, this is obviously ridiculous, but I have to say, I prefer you be upfront about what is going to be involved and what I'm signing up for, so at least I know, and then that way I can say, this isn't for me, or I don't have the money for this, or I don't want to play along with this, instead of saying, sure, I'd love to be your bridesmaid, and then getting into it and realizing that was a huge mistake.
I understand that the bride does not want any suggestion, and this agreement is on here twice because I wanted to make it perfectly clear.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably they're all friends with this person, so they had to know what it was going to be
Yeah, there's a lot wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of wrong decisions. A lot of wrong choices.
Yes.
I mean, I don't care who you bring. As long as it's not an ex-boyfriend, we are fine.
I will not intentionally fall pregnant before the wedding. Fall pregnant. Not get pregnant. Congratulations. Fall, as in...
Like you're burden. Sick. Right.
You will not hit on anybody in the male wedding party.
Oh, well, that's no fun then.
That's the one that got that reaction. None of the others before.
I'm a single bridesmaid. That's the first thing I'm scoping out is, well, who's on the other side? We're going to be spending a lot of time together. What you got going on over there?
You'll be happy and positive
at all times. I just do. I'm so glad. That has been one silver lining. I haven't had to go to any in over a year.
Once the last friend got married, it was like, well, good. No more friends. I don't want to make any more friends, especially younger ones.
Nope. I completely agree.
Fam Jam, Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Turning up loud.
On Star 102.5.